Want to make a podcast? Spotify's got a platform that lets you make one super easily, then distribute it everywhere and even earn money. We like that. All in one place for totally free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters. And here's how it works. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your cellular telephone or your computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else, those other places that podcasts are heard.
Video podcasts are also available on Spotify. And when you want to take conversations with your fans to the next level, Q&As and polls are the best way to get them talking. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. And best of all, it's totally free. Zero catch. We've been using it ever since we started How Long Gone. And ever since I discovered Spotify for Podcasters, I feel like having the option of turning off the Q&As and the polls on the user dashboard has really helped boost my creativity and take it to another level. I highly recommend giving it a try. Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started.
What's up, bro? How are you?
Had a big cheat day yesterday, and then today I'm off to a smooth start to get back on track.
I don't know if I believe you, but let's hear what that disgusting cheat day consisted of so I can feel better about myself than I already do.
You don't believe that I had a cheat day, or you don't believe that I'm back on track?
Oh, I don't believe you're back on track. I definitely believe you had a cheat day.
You definitely believe I had a cheat day.
Yeah, come on, bro.
You're lucky, or maybe you're unlucky, that you don't need to have a cheat day to blow off that steam the way some of us creators have to do.
In the words of my idol Kate Moss, nothing tastes as good as skinny feels, Jason.
Well, one day when you get skinny, we'll see see if that's true or not.
That's true. I would have to lose quite a lot of muscle mass to be considered skinny. So you make a good point, Jason.
But yeah, yes, you know, yesterday, I think like my LP and I have sort of designated Saturday as the cheat day where it like I don't really do any work, you know, like today's Sunday.
I know that.
I'm
yeah,
working.
I know that. Yeah, we're back on the, yeah. Yeah, so you don't do anything that you need to do to make money and you put disgusting food into your body. Is that what you're saying Saturdays are for you?
That's right. That's right. Because so then, you know, when Sunday, aka my Monday, comes around, I will not only be, you know, ready, willing, and able to make money, put in the work, and not eat and continue to starve myself, but I will, in fact, be excited to and look forward to doing those things versus, you know, doing them because I have to and just simply being able to.
As you know, I'm on my CEO swag. You know what I mean? We wake up early, no days off. We're taking calls. We're, you know, we're doing our thing. But I understand that some people need a little more of a reset weekly to feel better.
Well, how many, you know, walk me. So today's Sunday, God's day. You know, a lot of people are, and I'll get back to my cursed routine. But you said you're taking calls and, you know, who are you speaking with? What kind of business deals are we doing on Sunday? Or
I mean, this isn't stuff I can talk about publicly, but you know, there's some things. No. I mean, honestly, there's some things going on. Yesterday, I had two calls on a Saturday.
Okay.
No sweat. But Jason, it's not.
Well, how is your mom doing?
She's great. She's just checking on her son. But everything. Look, I'm not saying this to. I don't actually.
I know.
It doesn't make me feel superior. It makes me feel stupid. But this is the only way I know how to live. You know.
Yeah. No, I get it. And you know, it's let us be grateful. And you know, we make fun of each other for our habits and our routines because that's just what we are. But you know, we are both grateful for being able to, you know what works for us and what doesn't, because for a lot of people, they don't even know, they'll never know.
That's true. You
know? And that's why this is why we pot.
Yeah. That's a good point. Like, what do you,
so I could teach fucked up people how to live their lives and you can teach the other kind of fucked up people how to live their lives.
In the words of How Long Gone's favorite artist, Drake, know yourself, know your worth, Jason.
Damn, Chris, I mean, we already got a Moss and a Drake quote in the first 5 minutes. We're off to a smashing start.
So what did you, hold on, what did
so
this,
yeah, yesterday,
let's get back,
know,
let's get back to Big TJ's cheat day and what he ingested in that big
even
Gumby-like
though it was
body.
A cheat day even though it was a cheat day obviously there was no breakfast so I actually did have a can of mud, you know, a scarce rare can of mud. I think now it is officially sold out from all
retailers. I just like that you're drinking the profits, but continue.
Damn, I should well, you know, I'm keeping the empties, of course, you know, like we said on the last episode, you know, just in case, you know, I need to do some aluminum art with it, or, you know, if times get tough, I can sell the empties on Grailed. But I had, you know, had some coffee for lunch. We went and we hit Fish King, of course. And instead of getting fish and chips, I mean, normally when you go to Fish King, you know, get like some steamed rice, some steamed veggies, you know, a simply cooked piece of, you know, salmon or something like that, side of salad, like keep it light, keep it healthy, nutritious. But on the weekends, you know, fried fish, onion rings, you know, it was going off. So I had a little bit of that. The tartar sauce was flowing.
Let me say that's disgusting. Let me say something quickly. I do fucking love onion rings, man. God damn it. I haven't thought about the big O in a while, but it does. I do love an onion ring.
Interesting. Okay.
There's a place in Toronto called Fresh, like kind of like an OG old school vegetarian restaurant, and they did a quinoa onion ring.
Great name.
That I think about all the time. So delicious.
What?
Yeah,
bitch, that ain't an onion ring.
It's breaded with quinoa. It's better than an onion ring, to be honest with you. It's so
that's
good.
When you go to Erewhon and you see it in the frozen food section, it's called better onion rings.
Yeah, no. Honestly, it's the onion ring I've had the most maybe in my life, because I just was like, they have this great spicy sauce you mix in with the ketchup for them, and it's guilt free, but it's fried. I mean, it still tastes good.
You're digging your own grave over here. I don't even have to do my job today, but you know, we'll press on. I mean, I did do some work and I did do some things, but then there was a moment after we were done kind of doing our stuff. We went on a long doggy walk because we were in doggy mode. I'm not going to talk about the dog anymore. Don't worry. But you know, we did like a 5 miler.
I was about to you get to say it 3 times. And walking is not exercise, but it is moving the body. So I guess I'll let it slide.
You know, when we do our walks on the weekday, it's like, you know, half an hour, we got to get these dogs, you know, pissed and shitted up so we can go and do our, you know, Pilates and do this and that and record and whatever. But on the weekends, you know, you're walking, there's no destination, there's no time limit. You're living life.
Yeah. One step at a time.
Island style. Yeah. So, you know, we did like 5 miles. It's not a long walk.
That's cute.
But, you know,
yeah,
it ain't a short walk either. Please believe it was some hills, okay?
Were you swinging your arms? Did you have ankle weights on, or was this just kind of a casual stroll?
Chris, I'm a grown-ass man. You think I'm going to walk around Glendale? I already don't have any respect around here with the locals. You think me wearing some fucking ankle weights is going to help that out?
Trust me, bro. I think the Armenian guy in the G-Wagon would still drive by and splash you with a puddle, whether you had on ankle weights or not.
Well, ankle weights, that's going to be like, oh, bro. Like, maybe he'll feel sorry for me, but I would have to have like
the vest,
the tactical military vest, in order to get any respect around here. While smoking, of course. But we had, you know, we had a little afternoon snack that consisted of hitting the donut shop because
Jesus Christ, Jason, my God! I know.
Well, you know, I wanted to celebrate our Wild Air donut collaboration, which I didn't get a chance to try it, obviously, because I'm not in New York, and you didn't get a chance to try it because you wouldn't eat it even if you were, but. I was feeling sentimental and proud of ourselves.
In solidarity with this collaborative donut, you thought to yourself, I need to have a donut as well, just to feel something.
Well, it was...
The onion rings and fried fish were just not enough.
Yeah, I needed to fry some dough. So I visited my local... It was actually Bae's idea, to be honest. I don't want to throw her under the bus, but... It was my fault for talking all this donut talk. You know, we sold out of donuts in 3 minutes at Wild Air. So, you know, I'm proud of myself for that. And I'm proud of you, too, for creating a great donut collab with me.
Thank you. And donuts are good. You know?
Fucking love a donut, bitch. I don't want to hear any whining.
There's no whining. So what kind of donut did you have? A classic Cali glaze, or did you have
fritter, bro. I'm a fritter head all the way.
Damn, he went
I'm
bad.
A big frit.
Not a cruller?
What'd you call it? I mean, we're in suburban California. Ain't no crullers over here unless we're visiting Monterey Park. You know what I'm saying? So, but I do love a crawler dipped into a nice congee, if you know what I'm saying, Chris.
I do know what you're saying. So did you have a cold glass of milk with this donut? Because it feels like, or with your apple fritter?
Chris, I had a cold glass of mud and alongside a cold glass of whole milk with a lot of lumps of thick cream floating around the top.
How do you feel today? You must just feel disgusting.
I feel fine. Well, you know, I was like, you know what? It's the weekend. Normally, I'll drink my coffee black always because I'm on my Grussel. But then I was like, maybe I'll put a little milk in the coffee as a nice treat. And then I said, Jason will do you one better. It's not going to be mixed in with a thimble full of milk or cream. It is going to have 8 ounces of cold milk just as a sidecar.
I'm absolutely flabbergasted with your intake. How many cigs on top of this?
I had three cigarettes yesterday.
All right, so hold on. Let me just not go Grub Street Diet on your ass. But so you had a mud. You had coffee in the morning, and then you had fried fish.
I had a can of black coffee.
Then you had
zero calories. Don't worry.
Then you had fried fish and onion rings. And was there
and tartar sauce?
And was there a beer involved?
No beer.
Okay.
No beer.
And then later that afternoon, you follow that up just with an apple fritter and a glass of milk.
Yes.
And I feel like we have one. I feel like I'm scared to ask.
We ain't even.
But we have one yet, meal. We have one meal left to go. Right.
We are certainly not done yet, Chris. So,
are you high for this? Are you high? Are you going off the green?
Weekend voice, I do not got to be high for this. This was, I maybe took one edible, but it was like a 2 milligrammer, like not enough to really move the chains.
Doesn't even count. Much like a walk with dogs, it's fake exercise. It's the same. It's a fake, it's a fake weed intake. All right. So what was for dinner? What was for supper?
So then we were like, okay, we're here now. Like we might as well finish it off. You know, like when a pitcher has a no-hitter going, you want to let him, you know, you don't want to call in.
Yeah, you're not going to, yeah, of course.
You
yeah,
don't want to bring in your closer.
You're not going to hit the bullpen for a left-handed sidearm closer when the starting pitchers.
For as much as you hate baseball, you kind of know a lot about the terminology, Chris.
I know a lot about sports terminology. It's something.
Because you keep up with the trades and you like to read the news and stuff.
You know, my dad had a Sports Illustrated subscription since I was born. So it's been part of my household. Keep old media alive. Anyway, let's go back to your rotten innards.
Yeah, sometime later this week we'll hit the infrared sauna, which is right across the street from the batting cages in Burbank. If you want to go hit a couple, Chris.
Actually, that's I think that'd be a fun activation for us.
That's a great date with the ladies. Get them out there swinging. You know what I'm saying?
That's more softball. You know what I mean? But yeah, sure. That's, you know,
no freaking chicks on the field, bro. So we grabbed the dogs and we walked over to my local wine store / bottle shop, whatever. I'm not going to say what it is because you creeps are going to know. But
do they have non-alcoholic? Was Marin there?
Marin, I've never seen Marin there, but they do have a nice selection of cigars. I don't know if Marin is puffing on those in his later years.
No, I think he's got like a nicotine patch.
It's too risky. Oh yeah.
So
yeah, he picks up at Walgreens.
He's more of a Nicorette guy. He doesn't support small businesses.
He's hitting the back case at CVS. You got. No. I need the 15s. What do you mean you don't have them, man? I called, bro.
Man. Yeah, why did blues come on the radio as soon as you walked into CVS? It's so weird.
Get away from these snacks, man. Okay, so we walk over to the liquor store, you know, a Cali bodega, and then a random guy pulled up in a crispy Jeep Cherokee, and he's like, bro, are you them jeans? And, you know, I'm in a back alley of a liquor store. I'm trying to make sure my new rescue dog is not eating.
Do you have that?
Do
you have the thing on you, or are you unarmed?
I did not. No, I was worried for a second. I was like, oh, this is it. Finally, they caught me lacking in Glendale.
Donald Glover sent one of his shooters in a Jeep Cherokee to Glendale to take care of you.
I want him dead tonight. Do you understand?
He said, "Ben Jean's dead tonight."
Once Donald Glover got the 8-figure deal from Amazon, he said, "All my enemies are dying this year. I got money. I got money to pay my shooters. Like everybody's dead. Like it's on site for all of you."
Jeff, can I call you Jeff Bezos? I want to put a 50-piece on TJ's head.
He said, "This is America." You know what I'm saying? Killing TJ. So you're in a back alley of a liquor store with two rescue dogs and a Tesla key. And this motherfucker pulls up on you and he says what?
It wasn't necessarily a Foos Gone Wild style voice, but there was a little bit of a, are you them jeans? And then, it wasn't in a violent accusatory way. I could tell that he was a fan who just wanted to say what's up. And he was like, "Oh yeah, yeah." You know, we chatted for a minute. He let me know what types of alcohols he was buying there. You know, he wanted to build with me.
So hold on, just to be clear, is he a fan of Them Jeans, the celebrated Los Angeles nightlife celebrity, or is he a fan of How Long Gone, the celebrated podcast?
Chris, I found myself asking that same question, and I didn't figure out a way to interject that into our brief convo.
Yeah.
Just a quick question. Could I have you fill out a survey?
So where did you discover Them Jeans?
cookies will be disabled for the rest of this convo.
We're trying to get our Google ads really dialed, so if you could just take a few minutes, if you could just take a few minutes out of your day.
So I'm going to guess, gun to my head, it's from my powerful electro remixes and not from my chat show on Spotify, but who knows, it could be both. But you know, after that, we went up. I copped a couple bottles. I picked up some Warheim wine, some sweet berry to support the fam.
Yeah, he needs your little ducats for sure. Yeah, he's not rich and famous. Come on.
No, I mean, the weird part about it is like it's actually a very good wine. I love the wine. It's a solid, delicious wine that I don't really have anything to fault for.
Well, you know, Warheim, it's not Warheim too expensive. is a. I mean, he seems like a real grape head, so it makes sense that it's he's done his time.
He's a legitimate raconteur of the culinary arts.
No, Jack White. Let me say that.
No, Jack. Yeah, Jack White plays when fucking
Marin wishes Marin
walks into that's Walgreens.
That's who Marin wishes he was. Is Jack White with the Strat, sick with the Les Paul.
So yeah, we copped a couple bottles, went back, made some spritzes with the La Croix. I did not choose to use my clearly Canadian. Shouts goes out to clearly Canadian.
No, you know what? No shout. No, unfortunately, clearly Canadian does not get it. That's going to get edited out because I was not offered any of their sugary, unhealthy beverage from the 90s. So I don't understand why they sent Them Jeans 3 cases and I get
four
cases. First of all, that's too much. Who wants that much of anything? And
I'll give a case to Oberg. Don't worry.
That's nice of you. She won't. There's some artificial sweeteners. She ain't going to touch that stuff.
No. It's pure sugarcane and vegan, all natural flavorings and pure Canadian water. Only 3 ingredients.
So you didn't use that, you're saying, for your spritzes because it's flavored.
I didn't use it for the spritzer. Yeah, I mean, if I was going to do a spritzer with, you know, let's say some Yola Mezcal or some, you know, a little Tito's or something like that, then clearly Canadian mixed with that would be a wonderful cocktail. And when you come over tonight to watch the 78th annual Golden Globe Awards in my house, you're going to watch me, you know, serving a little bit of that Canadian up to your girl.
But go for it, man. Look, you can suck all the clearly Canadian you want. I'm going to stick to my flavorless classic La Croix. That's my preferred flavor.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you're welcome for getting all the chicks sauced off the CC.
So what
I'm going off the CC. Okay, we're making spritzes with the sweet berry wine like it's nothing, and then we start watching this Netflix show about this gangsta dog trainer in Oakland. Instantly got faded and fell in love with it. Then we started training the dogs in the living room while we were drunk. And then a friend of my life partner's came over. She's like a really good cook and baker, and she lives around the corner. And she's like, "Oh, I made a sourdough boule, dropped it off, and it was some big gas sourdough."
Do you have some of that left over?
I might have one slice.
Okay.
Will it last until the Golden Globes? That's a strong TBD.
I actually do have an unopened tub of small tub of Dune hummus that I was going to plan to bring. So we should have some sort of delivery vehicle for that.
Okay. Well, you know, go for it, Chris.
I will. I'll start. I've already started.
I'm just kidding.
I've already started working on the homemade pita bread. So it's just going to, I'm going to be slaving away here all morning. What, is that funny?
No. The thought of you making pita bread is not funny. I know that you're really good with flatbreads, but it was more of your pronunciation. It tickles me every time.
So you're telling me that you got drunk, watched a bad show on Netflix, which sounds like every Saturday night for you, and then you ate some sourdough, and that's it. I find it hard to believe.
No. I made a twisted grilled cheese.
Bro,
we had like a 9:30 dinner that consisted of like grilled cheese. You know, we basically did sourdough two ways: one grilled via offering, and then one kind of like toasted with some yuzu butter and a little jam.
Ooh.
Quite nice.
Jason, and then, my God.
It was bad.
I'm praying for your fucking frame, because it is, I mean, I thought we were trying to shave a little weight off. That's what you told me. And apparently you're going in the opposite direction, and I'm concerned. We have, you know, Jason, we have something to sell now. You know, we have this podcast, and it's going to require our faces sometimes. And I can't have your face looking bloated and red. So... let's do a little infrared this week, sweetie. Let's think about that.
Don't worry, right before I recorded this podcast, I did a solid 45-minute jump rope. The Apple Watch is back on my wrist, and I'm not resting in every day until my movement ring of 1500 cals is crossed. Don't worry.
That's good. I'm happy to see that, even though you look like an absolute fucking dork mouth breather with that thing on, I'm happy to see it back, because I know that means that you're at least trying. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah. When the Apple Watch, I've learned, like, you know, so many things in life. With time, you kind of figure out how to make it work for you. And I know that the Apple Watch can be put down during some months and then brought back up. And when the watch is on, then I sort of enter my own little album mode. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. I see your hair is growing out. That is, your hair is growing out. Well, I you know, I had something I wanted to talk about on this podcast, now that we've done a solid 25 minutes on your body and eating habits.
Well, Chris, you were asking for it.
I was asking. I mean,
you were lapping it up like a saucer of milk.
I was like one of your little rescue dogs, and I was thirsty. I do think that your Saturday day off intake is flabbergasting to someone like me, but I also, it sounds fun, and I'm sure a lot of people treat their Saturdays like that.
Yeah, they do, and it was fun, and it was great.
I did allow myself two sticks of double mint gum yesterday as a little bit of a treat.
Chris, a little pro tip with the gum: you don't have to swallow it; you can just chew it and spit it out. You know?
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, that's good. That's good to know. I mean,
it's a little calorie helper.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good. Because I did have a lot of water, so I thought.
Okay.
Maybe
so you had two sticks of double mint. That was your. That was your cheat.
I had two sticks of double mint, and it did what it needed to do. You know, it satiated that need for flavor in my Sahara like mouth.
Man, we need to get you an apple or something like that when it's time for dessert, Chris.
You know, I don't like apples, man. I just don't. I don't like apples. Never.
What
have.
About a pear? You like a pear?
Nope. Berries, bananas. Like, I'm open to all that, but apples. I love an orange, a sumo. I'm very into oranges. A lot of work, a little payoff.
So you don't like a crunchy fruit, is what it's kind of feeling.
I just hate the texture of apple skin.
Mm. Did Mrs. Black have to peel your apple slices for you?
You already know we had an apple peeler where she would crank the shaft and it would spin around. Yeah, it was cool.
Okay, go off Miss Black.
Big
Mama said let me peel that out.
Yeah, she takes care of it. Big CB
let me hold a bag of Granny Smith's. I'll have that shit peeled in about 45 seconds,
bitch. It's no problem for her. She can whip it. But I was also on the some streaming platforms this weekend watching some fresh entertainment.
Do you like, also shout out to Hulu, TJ bumped you up. We have no commercials anymore.
Yeah.
How long gone announcement.
So, yeah, just to give you a little background on that, guys, Jason offered the use of his Hulu account so I could watch Nomadland, which now I've lost interest in. But I started watching some old Frasier episodes, and I comment to the group chat like, damn, I didn't know Hulu had ads. That's weird. And then I realized that Jason was just a broke boy and was not he was paying for the cheapest Hulu by like saving himself $2 a month.
When I signed up for Spotify, it was like, do you want to also sign up for Hulu for an extra $2? And I was like, yeah, let's do it. And then after it was too late and I didn't really read the fine print, I realized that it was the Hulu that has commercials. But then, you know, I couldn't just pay to upgrade. I had to literally cancel that and then reopen like its own new Hulu account.
So I'm sorry for that complication. I'm sorry, but yes.
When I told you I was busy this weekend, I wasn't.
Yeah, I could tell. Well, so unfortunately, that was not the streaming platform I used. I was using Apple Plus, you know, my preferred streaming platform. Oof. And to watch this Billie Eilish documentary.
Okay.
And because I love a music documentary so much, I was very disappointed by the Ariana Grande one because it was more just a concert film.
Mm-hmm.
I need some behind the scenes emotional arcs. Thank God.
More Shawn Mendes, less Grande.
Exactly. But this Billie Eilish doc, man, I tell you what, first of all, it's 2 hours and 20 minutes. That is demented. And I watched every fucking second of it. So what does that say about me?
Who's the joke on?
Who's the joke on? The main takeaway for the Billie Eilish documentary is her mom sucks. She's got a really annoying mom. Her dad seems very cool and down to earth. And there's this scene where she kind of drives off in her matte black Dodge Charger that was a gift from her team after she's gotten her driver's license for the first time to see her boyfriend Q, who doesn't like her.
Q?
Yeah, his name is Q. No world star.
I was just gonna say,
and he honestly he doesn't like her, and it's pretty crazy. But it's like he's some nobody with like pink hair, and she's Billie Eilish, and he just doesn't. He like won't call her back. It's crazy.
Is he hot?
No, I mean kinda. I guess. I mean he's pretty good looking. Mm-hmm. But so you know she drives off, and the dad gives this kind of like really introspective, like quick, you know, to camera.
He breaks the fourth wall.
He does break the fourth wall.
Office style.
But overall, Billie Eilish, at first, for the first half, I'm like, I hate her. Like, I hate everything about this. She's so obnoxious. She's such a whiny little brat. And then you just have to take a deep breath and be like, well, she's 17, bro. Everybody's annoying at 17.
Yeah.
You know, she's an annoying teenager, but she's got the voice of an angel. And luckily, she's got her brother who also, he comes off really great in it. He comes off kind of like this like very talented, very mellow, like down to earth guy.
Mm-hmm. Phineas Hive stand up.
But they live with their parents, and they like make the management team come into their bedroom at their parents' house to listen to demos. It's like, we get it, guys. Like, go to a fucking studio. You're a millionaire. You're one of the biggest artists in the world. Go to a fucking studio. Like, don't do this. The shtick is annoying.
Do they have a cool house in Highland Park?
Fuck no.
There's no way that she can still live in that house in Highland Park, does she?
I don't think she does now, but I mean, dude, she was 17, so like legally,
right. Yeah, that's true. But I mean, like, she's just so big and her fans are so ravenous. Like, if we were just talking about Marc Maron, if people are like able to or care enough about him to track down his actual address, like, there's millions of people in the world I'm sure have figured out Billie Eilish's exact address.
Oh yeah, they definitely wait out
every day.
They definitely spent some of those bad guy royalties on a Ring doorbell system.
She may have had to get something more than the Nest Cam doorbell.
Well, there's two. There's a Nest Cam, and then there's like two guys standing there as well. So it probably works well. Yeah. But I don't know. I'm glad I watched it, but I'm also I just she dresses like the way that she dresses is so confusing, and it's also like where do you even obtain garments like this? Like, I don't know where you.
I think it must be all custom, right?
I think a lot of it's custom, but it's just like a giant T-shirt and giant shorts with like spray paint on them. I don't know. But at the same time, I'm thinking like, this is so bad. But also like, well, she's wholly original. Like, no one else is doing this.
That's true.
So I feel very torn about Billie Eilish now because she has a beautiful voice and it's very powerful. I think she's really talented.
Yeah.
But I also hate everything about her. So it's a confusing, it's a confusing place for me to be.
Well, this is why we have documentaries, Chris. That's how, you know, that's why it's, I feel the same way about Woody Allen, you know, hate everything about him. Don't like that he's fucking his kids, but hey man, of the voice of an angel as it pertains to a clarinet.
When the Bad Guy Justin Bieber remix comes on at SoulCycle, I forget all about it. I forget all about it.
You forget all about those spray painted Monopoly guy dollar sign XL shorts that she wears.
She would wear a triple XL Gucci Alec Monopoly collaboration, and that is why I can't put this. But I mean, you know, I remember. I think we've said this before. I remember playing you the Ocean Eyes demo in Miami at Art Basel in the car.
Shit, that was a long time ago.
And being like, bro, I think this is going to be bigger than Lana Del Rey. I was like, I think this is really it. Like, this is so good. Because that song is so incredible. So incredible.
Yeah. And I remember that.
And I just don't.
She ended up being a little bit bigger than Lana Del Rey even.
Exactly. And she didn't even have to move to Indiana. crazy how that works. But, you know. Overall, I would say it's worth watching if you have an interest in music and the music business, no matter what you feel about Billie Eilish.
Okay, maybe I'll give it a watch. Two hours and 20 minutes is definitely long for something like that.
Luckily, I was able to break it up into two parts because obviously I cannot stay up past 9 p.m. So I did fall asleep. Luckily, my smart TV knew to turn off, so it saved my place so I could pick up with Billie just right around the corner. You know, it was no problem. Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's great.
Well, I also saw some, I got some news in my inbox that I thought would both hurt and excite you from the Masterclass series. I don't know if you heard about this.
God damn it. Yeah, multiple people have let me know that our favorite DJ, Turntablist, and Selecta, Questlove, has his own Masterclass series.
So Corny Quest is yet again the only DJ that anybody knows for some reason. Like, I don't understand.
He was so good at marketing himself as this just lovable guy.
You know he's a dick too, right? I'm sure he's an asshole.
Yeah, I've hung out with him a couple times. He wasn't a dick, but he was very much like,
I'm famous, you know, you're not.
Yeah, I'm the star of the show here, and I got to have everything, you know, just so, or else Questy is going to have a little poopy in his pants.
There's,
you know,
just nothing less cool to me than, like, the Roots. I just don't, even though, again, it's the same kind of thing. Like, these guys are very, very talented, like, unbelievable musicians, so skilled.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you pull up in the Lambo truck bumping the Roots, and the chicks are gonna scatter like roaches when the lights come on.
Yeah. You know, speaking of Roots, in a drought, the pussy just dries up if that's playing.
Like the trees from the Jürgen Teller W Magazine Hollywood portfolio, the Roots could get dry. But I just don't.
Bro, like, stop watching the Questlove Masterclass. You're scaring the chicks.
Hey there, overwhelmed foodies. Are you drowning in a sea of meal kit options, feeling like you're in a bad dating game where every contestant looks the same? Fear not, because amidst the chaos, there's one shining star worth your culinary affection. Home Chef is not just another fish in the meal kit sea. They're the gourmet catch that you've been dreaming of. Say goodbye to swiping left on lackluster meals and swipe right for the one brand that will make your taste buds swoon.
Home Chef provides fresh ingredients and chef design recipes conveniently delivered to your doorstep to simplify your cooking experience. Whether you prefer classic meal kits with pre-portioned ingredients and easy instructions, speedy recipes ready in less than 30 minutes, oven-ready kits with pre-chopped ingredients, I like to chop myself, or quick microwave meals that are assembled in minutes, Home Chef has you and your entire family covered for delicious meals, 30 options per week, and serves a variety of dietary needs, so you don't have to worry about what to make ahead of time. I'm keto now. Not only is it convenient, but it is also economical. Home Chef customers save an average of $86 per month on groceries. Mamma mia.
For a limited time, Home Chef is offering my listeners, our listeners, 18 free meals plus free shipping on your first box and free dessert for life at homechef.com/howlong. That's homechef.com/howlong for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. homechef.com/howlong. Must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert. We all know there are things in life that you have to compromise on. I compromise every day, Jason, as you know, because that's kind of part of being a good friend and partner.
Oh, wow.
I am forced to keep food in my refrigerator against my will because my wife demands it. But when it comes to your health, Jason, there's absolutely no compromise. So don't go back to that one doctor who uses your appointment to catch up on the latest headlines, their family group chat, or their crossword puzzles just because they're available right now or because they take your slightly sketchy insurance. I know you have sketchy insurance, Jason. Instead, check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable, listen to you, and most importantly, prioritize your health. And you can search by location, availability, and insurance. So literally no compromises here, because with ZocDoc, you've got more options than you know.
ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. All these doctors are real, with verified reviews from actual patients. We're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists near you, or if you want to book one far away from you, that's your decision. Go to ZocDoc.com/howlong and download ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That is ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/howlong. ZocDoc.com/howlong.
This episode of How Long Gone is brought to you by Booking.com. Booking.yeah. From cozy bed and breakfast to trendy boutique hotels, with so many choices across the beautiful United States of America, you can book whoever you want to be. That can look like booking a five-star hotel to indulge your luxury side, that's me, or booking a remote cabin in the woods to explore your adventurous side.
So spring has sprung, the sun is out, the sun is shining, I can't wait to get to New York. Check out Booking.com for your ideal hotel or vacation home, no matter where you go in the U.S.
Booking.yeah.
Book whoever you want to be on Booking.com. Booking.yeah.
It's just all dusty as fuck. Like, it's so boring and dusty. But also, like, who would be better at a DJ masterclass? Obviously, excluding them jeans, but, like, I mean, because you can't have an EDM bro. Because that's like,
well,
too
EDM. there's already a masterclass about EDM production by Canada's great dead mouse,
the clearest
I almost was on
during your DJ advisory phase.
I was on the short list, hand selected by dead mouse himself. Yeah, I was almost going to be like his co-pilot to, you know, because I guess he's bad at talking. And I would be good at talking. I'm bad at music. He's good at it.
That's shocking that a guy who wears a mask in public isn't great at socializing. I'm so stunned by that.
But his was about like music production, and then Questlove,
like in the lab.
Yeah, I think Questlove is like more to teach you about like the history and the roots of DJing, and then
I can't wait for Questlove in some like man cave style like hip hop basement to pull out his two 1200s and start scratching and telling me about how hip hop started.
There's definitely going to be a wall of boom boxes on loan from Sotheby's behind him.
But it's like, dude, do you think that any, first of all, if you're paying for masterclass, you're over 30.
Mm-hmm.
If you're over 30 and you haven't started DJing yet, you're not going to buy two 1200s and a microphone and fucking get out. Like, the only people that are going to start DJing right now are 14, and they're going to do it on a computer with CDJs, maybe. But what my point is, they don't want to learn from Questlove, and they don't want to use real turntables, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
So do you think this Questlove...
You can't even buy turntables anymore. Like, 1200s, they don't even make them anymore.
Do you think this Questlove masterclass is, in fact, vinyl only? Like, one of his massive sets?
No. And he's not vinyl only either. I think he's a Serato boy.
Serato is lame, too.
Serato is lame, yes. When Serato first came out, it was very cool. It was like an amazing technology that like changed the whole game. But then it also, it's kind of like Facebook or whatever. Like when it first came out, I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And then everyone, you know, after a while was like, well, it's kind of not amazing. And it's kind of dorky. And I actually don't like it. And it's like fucking with a condom on. because you're just staring at a screen, and then the Serato face was a thing that was created where it's just like, you know, shitty scratch bros just in a nightclub staring at their laptop trying to figure out which terrible song to play in it.
I just don't.
It takes all the soul out of it.
I mean, also like a masterclass for like cooking, or like the Joe Holder one, like about fitness. Like to me, that makes, or even like screenwriting with David Mamet where he wears my glasses, you know, whatever. Like all of those. All of those like make sense to me, but like
hashtag war be partner.
Can we fuck you? Can we like, I don't know, man. What? How? Imagine learning how to DJ and then becoming known for it, and then being like, "How did you start?" I actually use a subscription service called MasterClass, and like I learned from Questlove. You know the band The Roots, right? It was really cool. Like, what the fuck are we talking about? Like, that is not...
Yeah, well, the Questlove Masterclass is going to be talked about, you know, like, the way pirated music or the anarchist cookbook was shared, you know, in the back hallways of virtual Zoom classrooms of like, yeah, and then I got some old bootleg copy of the Questlove Masterclass, and that changed everything for me, man.
Dude, it's crazy. That's not
how
like
to
a...
Have J. Cole... and Lauryn Hill be mixed in at the same freaking time, man.
Yeah, that's not a Qbert DVD. You know what I mean? It's like it's like this is like really some lame-o regular ass shit that is, it just shouldn't exist.
Damn. Yeah, the Qbert DVD. That's some alpha hard dick DJing instructions.
I mean, bro,
a Questlove Masterclass where you have to get a login. You know, that's some fucking like
defund Questlove. That's what. But isn't Questlove also? Doesn't he also? It sounds like he's really coming for your neck, because isn't he also engaged in the food space?
Yes, he is. But you know, he's doing a little more eating and a little less cooking. You dig?
Well, it sounds like you've been doing a lot of eating yourself from what I just heard, but what do you mean by that? You know. Doesn't he have a cookbook?
Yeah, and I'm sure he's not toiling away at his recipes, you know, like Alison Roman creating perfection. He's got someone writing it for, you know, he doesn't have time to write a cookbook. Maybe he does, I don't know. You know, that's just like a money grab thing, because there, you know, the world knows that there are 30,000 people out there who love Questlove so much because, you know, he has like a brooch of a felt heart on his suit.
Oh, God.
And then Jimmy Fallon goes, isn't that right, Questlove? And then Questlove goes, that's right, boss.
I'm just so, he's got to go. I hadn't thought about him in a while, mercifully. And unfortunately, this masterclass has brought him back into the zeitgeist and also into my sphere.
Yeah, it's... Look, he's very talented. He's an amazing drummer, and the music that The Roots made was really amazing and all that stuff, but it's just so dorky that he made it not cool. It's and part of hip hop is also being cool.
Ruined his own legacy.
Part of hip hop, true hip hop, is you have to be cool, you have to be swaggy, you have to have this confidence, you have to create a character, and the character that he created is the kind of person who has to sleep with a blankie or else he has a nightmare, you know?
No, that's very true. And I would say that, you know, J. Cole's in that category as well, where it's like, I went to college.
Even though Big Sean is swole now, he's also in that category.
No, Big Sean is the homie. I have to disagree with
Well, yeah, and well, if he's the homie, see if he wants to come through tonight.
No, that's a line from a song. I feel like it's a Kanye 2 Chainz era, you know, Good Music Fridays, when Big Sean was really fucking popping. Well, Big Sean is corny, but he's turned into the also like he's a girlfriend guy. It's like Janae Aiko. Everything has Janae Aiko on it.
Right. He's got Common.
No, he's
Common energy.
He's a little cooler than that, but he's turning quickly into barefoot incense hip hop. because of his association with Janae Aiko.
Is he still with Janae Aiko?
I believe so, yeah.
Damn, couple goals.
I mean, she's wearing like a crocheted skirt and like no one's checking for her. Like no one is checking for her.
She's no Tina Shea, I'll say it.
I feel like Big Sean keeps one.
TT.
I feel like Big Sean keeps one. If Big Sean wanted to have a blast off smash, he could.
So you're saying you think Big Sean is cheating on his life partner, Janae Aiko?
No. I think Big Sean could have a song that is big.
When you say keep one, I thought you meant a side piece. You mean a single.
Yeah, I mean a single on top 40 radio because I feel like that is what he is best at. He is not a street guy. He's not a posse cut guy. He's like a big hit guy.
He's also, you know, he's a posse cut guy because for a minute he was in Purgatory. He was in third verse Purgatory. But you know, he did a good enough job eventually.
Spoken like a true DJ. Third verse Purgatory. Oh, Jason's already mixed out by the time Big Sean starts his bars. So we got no love for Big Sean.
Yeah, Big Sean probably doesn't drink milk.
You can tell he doesn't drink milk. The motherfucker's 5'2". If he drank milk, he'd be tall. That's the whole thing.
Yeah. So, well, speaking, you know, who is drinking his milk? Jonah Hill. You see him go mask off.
I'm really fucking with his. I honestly, as a recovering fat person, I actually think that statement was cool.
I felt that his statement about, you know, body positivity and him saying like he hasn't, you know, until very recently, you know, into his 30s, was not the kind of guy who would ever take his shirt off in public, would wear a t-shirt to the pool type beat. So, you know, for him to come out and say that, you know, it was pretty well spoken, and I was feeling for him. So shouts goes out to Jonah Hill.
No, shout goes out to Jonah Hill. I also like how he you know, he didn't necessarily disrespect the Daily Mail. He just gave them a little, he just shot back. You know what I mean? I thought it was.
Also, Jonah, don't get comfortable. We ain't forget the Puma collab.
We will never forget. No, those are Adidas, but we ain't forget that either. Might as well.
We never forget the Adidas collab.
Might as well be Puma. But Jonah Hill is truly, I think we forget constantly how talented of an actor he actually is, because he's like putting out shoes and making comments to the Daily Mail. And he's just like kind of a famous guy who's like around.
Catching some tasty lefts.
Our lives, you know, but he really is like one of the best of our generation. I think he will continue to prove that. If he would lay off the street, if he would lay off the streetwear, he could cement his legacy a little sooner. But who am I to say, you know?
Put down the brain dead, Jonah.
Yeah, but
pick up the Missoni scarf.
I'm glad that you chose to stay surfing in Malibu instead of accepting Ronnie's invitation for the Kith Paris opening. it's not only responsible because of the COVID-19 vaccine, but it's also, it's going to help your legacy cement as a real one, a real actor, a real auteur versus another streetwear goon.
Maybe we need to get Jonah on the pod, actually.
Well, I mean, I would have Jonah on the pod. I mean, as long as I could roast him about his fits and people turning him into a style icon when he's not.
Yeah, I can just see it now. You roasting his fits and being him saying, ha ha, that's awesome.
So remember that time that you wore a Phoenix Suns jersey tucked into Dickies and people thought that was cool? I don't, because that wasn't, fam. Let me just be real clear on that.
Maybe we do need to try and work our channels to get Big Hill on.
And he'll be like, yeah, remember that time I was rich as fuck, loser? And I'll be like, yeah, I do remember that. No, you still win, bro. That's the thing. You still
carry on, Mr. Hill, Kenan Thompson voice.
Yeah, I know you. I know you have the big boy Rolly in gold, and I've got nothing. You don't have to remind me. Shout out to body positive Jonah Hill. It's nice for a man to do that.
Yeah, it made me excited to go hit the pool with my body in such a state, you know what I mean? And be like, you know what, I'm owning this.
Yeah, good for you. I would definitely keep my shirt on if I were you, but do you
get the yiddies out,
get them yiddies breathing. let them yids get some of that Santa Ana winds.
Wow, you're a real California person now, talking about the Santa Ana winds.
I love, damn, you know, bro. I keep Cali bars. You know, I keep a Cali bar on me.
Yeah, are you watching KTLA Channel 5 Morning News yet?
I do follow KTLA on Twitter. So,
damn, bro.
That's as close as I could get, I feel like.
It's worse than I thought.
I love KTLA. It's funny. Well, California local news is the best because the anchors are so clearly failed actors. There's nowhere else that the anchors are hotter than L.A. because they
don't come for Dallas Reigns like that, Chris.
Bro, listen to that name. Like, what is – that's a fake name. Like, you definitely – that's what your agent told you to change it to.
You telling me the weatherman whose name is Dallas Reigns is a fake?
I know. It's unbelievable. I don't want to pull the rug out from under you, TJ, but I have some bad news. I know.
I don't like this.
I know. Yeah, I don't like it either.
This is why I stick to Channel 5 and not the failing Peacock.
Did you catch any SNL last night? Not to bring it back to our favorite show.
I did not.
Well,
I was watching my dog obedience training binge.
You know, there are rumors that Saturday Night Live is struggling to book talent, you know, for guests and hosts. And nothing would make that more clear than the fact that they booked Nick Jonas to not only host, but also be the musical performer.
That's fucked up.
So
there are rumors that they're having a hard time booking stars.
Yeah, you didn't see the joke where somebody was like, "Yeah, I heard this is so funny. I heard in March it was going to be Woody Allen and Lizzo." Oh, Woody Allen hosting, Lizzo musical guest. That's funny as fuck. That's so funny.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lizzo.
It's so funny. The thought of those two hugging at the end of the show, you know, and they're like wrapping up.
Just that saxophone noodling. So when Woody is hosting SNL in 2 weeks, what kind of mask is he wearing? Is there a political message on there? Is there a hashtag? Is he trying to sell Annie Hall masks? What do you think?
No, it says "fuck Mia," and then they do a skit with who plays Ronan Farrow? You think maybe?
What's her name? The blonde girl.
Oh yeah, Kate McKinnon. Yeah, she's the best.
Yeah, Kate McKinnon is playing Ronan Farrow for sure.
Kate McKinnon is Ronan Farrow. Woody. I mean, that's the movie. That's funny as hell.
Because you know, Kyle would do a great Woody. I think he probably already has, actually.
Oh, I'm sure at some point. Yeah, during his illustrious improv career, I'm sure he was.
Do you think Woody is anti-mask or pro-mask?
Definitely anti-mask.
He's got to be wildly anti-mask, right?
I mean, I'm sure he wears one because it helps him hide, you know what I mean, in public. But, bro, I've seen Woody in New York before, actually. That's like a rite of passage to see Woody on the Upper East, you know. I never went to Bebelman's to see him play. I think he plays clarinet in the band on like it was like once a month on Mondays or something. I never did that, but I have seen him strolling around in a nice pair of, you know, high waisted khakis, hunched over with a bucket on.
He was a little swag lord for a while, wasn't he?
Well, you know, Jason, yeah, he was, but you know, unfortunately, I think his swag is.
Have you still continued your boycott of the documentary, Chris?
Yeah, I'm not watching that. Why would I watch that when I can watch the Billie Eilish documentary and have more fun?
Well, you know, Billie is over now, Chris, and we still got 3 more weeks of Woody.
That's true. Oh, it's every Sunday for a month.
Yeah, 4 weeks every Sunday. I'm finna watch tonight after you guys leave.
Oh, I see. So he'll host SNL on the season, like the before the season finale of his documentary series on HBO. He'll host SNL.
I heard there was an actual rumor that he was scheduled to host this year, and I think they have to backpedal now.
I mean, first of all, he would be terrible as a host. He's too old.
Woody's PR is like, yeah, he's got a documentary coming out. I think it'd be good if we can align. And they're like, actually, maybe not.
We did a 4-part deal with HBO Max. Like, it's going to be big.
Has he ever hosted SNL before? Probably not, right?
No. I don't think he can.
He's above all that?
No, I don't think he's above it. I just don't think he can move that quick. Like, I don't think he's like a quick.
No. Well, I mean, it's not like he has to make it up on the spot. It's already all pre-written. He's a master. He could do that.
That's a good point.
His comedic timing is, you know, up there with the best. At the top of SNL, it's just him and Miley, I say.
At the top, it's just us.
You see Miley's pro-cig post? Cig cigarette appreciation post?
I did see that, and I think people just assumed it was marijuana, but it wasn't.
Hell no. What kind of cigs does she smoke?
What do you think compels someone like Miley Cyrus to do a pro cig post?
I mean, she's been through it all at this point, so she's just like, fuck it. I made it this far. This is what my voice is going to sound like, even if I quit today and switch to Blue Chew, even if I get on my Marin nicotine gum swag, I'm still going to sound like I'm fucking gargling rocks. Until the day I die, so you might as well enjoy that sweet sting of a Winston or a Pall Mall.
Do you think she's smoking Winstons? I don't.
Billy Ray Cyrus, what kind of cigs would he smoke? Well, you know, it's a cowboy cig.
Yeah, he might have rolled up a pack of Pall Malls in the white tee sleeve in his day.
That's right, brother. So let's see here. What else is going on? Yeah, actually, on our last episode with Steph, it was kind of nice talking.
just doing some mindless fashion talk like how we used to in the early days of How Long Gone. Mm. Did you feel mm. that same way?
Well, unfortunately, I mindlessly talk about fashion for a living, so it's not quite as exciting for me as it is for you, but I do, of course, love it.
Well, you know, just as the show has evolved over the months, you know, it's been almost a year now, but, you know, when it first started out, it was a lot more that vibe of just kind of like, you know, isn't it nice to just talk about fashion show invites for a half an hour and, you know, instead of all that is going on in the world, etc. So it was good to get back into those roots. I feel like we should not stray away from that.
No, I mean, no, of course not. And when you finally start getting some fits off, maybe you'll give me something to discuss.
Oh, don't worry, Chris. Tonight, when you come over, my casual loungewear fit will obviously blow you away.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you once again, dick swinging, and you're throwing fits basketball shorts.
If there's going to be women there, I will put the throwing fits shorts away. That's bros only, just for a laugh.
That's fellas only? That's mm-hmm. only, you only wear those on the PJ to Vegas, which I like. When you know, that's a good decision for you.
I mean, I need to have that breathability on the PJ. I got a little nervous because with the smaller planes, you know what I mean? They're just a little more turbulent. And
no, I do know. Actually, I do.
So my rock,
I
mean, my rock star throwies give me all the breathability I need.
Rockstar. Do you think Bobby Shmurda was wearing his rock star throwies on the private jet home from prison, or do you think he had the Balmains on?
Because he went to jail 6 years ago. He doesn't even know what a Miri is. You know, not to make another dog reference, but it's like watching a puppy learn how to take his first steps. They're like, Bobby, there's so much you need to know. This is what Balmains look like, and like. Yeah, Chrome Hearts really kind of took off, and he's like, "Wow, I didn't see that at all." You know, like
he was wearing a Prada like jacket. I didn't clock the denim though, but
yeah, it didn't move me. I just want him to be wearing Tim's and a white tee. That's all the Shmurda.
Do you think he's going to be able to come back with a? I feel like the pressure's too crazy. I feel like there can't be a slap out the gate.
The pressure is really crazy, but I mean, let's hope so. But you know. Vegas odds, I would say probably not. But also, if his incarceration was indeed a psyop planned by the record labels to create this character coming fresh out the pen where he had to do his bid in order to find success, the songs are already made and they're already hits. So it's only a matter of time for Shmurda to come back.
I mean, that's the damn truth. I mean, I think that I just...
That's the ideal scenario.
I know. I just wonder what it's going to sound like. You know, I wonder what his progression will be.
He needs to just come out with Hot N-Word 2.0.
That's what I think,
don't
too.
Try to do something new and crazy and wild and different. I think he needs to be the anti-Tekashi. He needs to be the antidote to whatever Tekashi has done to New York hip-hop.
I'm afraid he's going to try to do some drill shit.
That's obviously a concern that we all have.
That is what is truly happening in New York right now. And since every beat sounds the same, I feel like you're going to get... We don't want to get Bobby Shmurda confused with industry plant CJ.
No. I think, you know, Bobby was on his way to becoming the new 50 Cent, and I hope that he continues with that progression, and he's able to take over the streets with, you know, G-Unit style. At the peak of G-Unit.
I've been rinsing some 50 Cent Essentials playlist on Apple Music.
Bro, the first couple 50 albums, so many good hits on there.
It's actually great. There's so much great music. It's just like, it's so much cool. It's cool. I don't know. I just really...
That was probably the only time you were enjoying a little West Coast flavor when he was linking up with Da Game and releasing a lot of smoke. You remember that, Chris?
Love the game. Love the game.
Rapper the game. Raps the game is still a legend.
G-Unit really had a run. And you know what fucked them up? Getting involved with Eminem. Biggest mistake you could make.
Yeah, what's Young Buck doing now?
Probably selling cars.
What Jimmy John's does Young Buck work at, poor fella? He was so cool. He had his album cover where he's wearing a ski mask and every girl just wanted, they're like, I don't even know what his face looks like. I want to fuck him. You know what I mean?
He's driving a Tahoe in a Memphis suburb somewhere because 50 fucked it. I feel like, I mean, 50 is also just a great celebrity, like the ultimate prankster. Just no wanksta intended, but I just think
he is the ultimate prankster. He's not afraid to send shots to any, you know, women, children, grown ass men, people that could end his life. Like
his own son
gets it. His own son,
like he. He doesn't give a fuck. It's so funny. It's, he's just so rich, dude. He's just like, I don't care. Mm-hmm. Like, what is Ja Rule going to do to me? Like, I'm fucking rich. I'm 50 cent. I've been shot. Like, you can't, I'm, you can't faze me now.
Poor Ja. Isn't it suck that Ja Rule is just going to forever live in the shadow of 50 Cent? He's going to have to kill 50.
Apparently, Ja Rule's an aggressive investor in the VC space.
I thought you were going to say aggressive inline skater, but Jawcoin is rising.
yeah, Jawcoin is. No, apparently he really is. I can't remember him and Chamillionaire. Chamillionaire is very big. Deadass, Chamillionaire invested in Lyft, bro. Chamillionaire got paper.
Yeah, how do you know about Chamillionaire's portfolio, Chris?
It's like a known thing. He's on Clubhouse talking about it. He goes by Cam now.
I'm proud of him. That's great.
Me too. That's a very cool. I agree. It's a very cool kind of way to land.
You know, speaking of investments and VCs, you know, I just wanted to say a shout out and a thanks to everyone who bought our coffee this week. We sold it all out from, we did our Wild Air collab over the weekend. And we made some cool donuts. It was milk and Kashi Golin flavored donuts. They sold out in 3 minutes. And, you know, sorry if you guys didn't get any. We're making some more coffee right now. And we also have a new tote bag that is dropping today. If you're listening to this right now, you know, hurry up and order them before they sell out.
A new colorway of our Jam Store collaboration. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, look, it's the empire is growing, Jason. And we have a chock full week of more podcasts to deliver, you know, because this shit don't stop, Jason.
Shit don't stop. And also, I want to give a quick shout out to a company called Sum. Their website is sum.la, S-U-M. They sent over some fragrances, some candles, some hand sanitizer that is all very tight. So go check them out and support them, please.
Big gas. Great packaging, too. Very well designed.
Great.
Wait, is that it, Jason? Damn, have we done another one? Is it another successful Sunday one-on-one podcast with Ion 1 and Ion 2?
Thanks, Packers. You guys completed it. For all of our Manscaped BFs and Parade GFs listening, thank you so much for your support. We'll see you guys on the Discord. Just kidding.
Yeah, never, never, never. Anyway, no, thank you for listening.
Never that.
We'll be back with more podcasts very shortly. Thank you, Jason, for being so open about your diet and your choices.
That's what we do here. And thank you for doing the stuff that you do as well.
Fuck you. Later.
Thank you for being so open about your exercise routine.
Hey, it's if there's anything people need to hear, that's what it is. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, we had some great breakthroughs though. Okay. Bye, Chris. I'll see you at my house in about 4 hours. Bye.